Lions 31-14 winners against the Jacksonville Jaguars. As always, we are happy to be joined by the head coach of the team today. And, Coach, I have not seen a game fly by as fast as that one did, which really, I think, speaks to how effective your running game was yesterday. It has to make you feel good.
Yeah, I rushed for over 150 yards in the game, taken back with a couple kneel downs at the end. But we were very efficient in the run game. We sustained three drives over 80 yards. That's hard to do without running the ball or making big explosive plays. We also protected the ball. We had no fumbles, no turnovers in the game. I think all those led to the game sort of going by quickly.
As the minutes counted down to kickoff, the big focus was on how effective Calvin Johnson would be and how much he would play. That question was answered right away. Did you get the feeling that he would be as effective as he would be going up to the final moments of the game?
Nothing surprises me about Calvin. You know, he was limited a bit, but still got the ball, still made plays, maybe did it a little different way, did it on some more in-breaking routes, and Matt made a nice throw when we had a free play on the penalty. Calvin can do a lot of things, and even though he was limited, his limited is still a lot better than a lot of other comparable people.
You mentioned the free play, and I, while watching it, made a note that I was going to ask you this. On that play, is that his route, or is that just something he and Matt react to, and he just does a fly down the sideline there?
Well, that was actually his route on that, but we do have stuff where we know we have a free play of guys adjusting routes and trying to do a little bit more, and Matt sort of knowing, you know, when he can make something else down the field. But we had a touchdown against Denver last year on a very similar play. Same thing with this one, almost had a touchdown on this one.
Great rushing effort from Michael LeSueur and Joik Bell, two guys who have stepped up. And as the season progresses and the weather gets worse, I'm sure you're going to expect that out of them on a weekly basis if they can do it.
Yeah, you know, those guys have been productive when we've handed the ball. Number one, we took care of the football. We had no turnovers, and that had been an issue for a short span in there, particularly the Chicago game. But they secured the football. They converted first downs. They scored touchdowns. The first guy very rarely got those guys down. They broke tackles. They ran through tackles. They ran around guys like Mikel did on one play. Also productive in the pass game.
I also heard you say today that your defense was really efficient. You were only able to count two missed tackles. That says a lot about how they did yesterday against Jacksonville, doesn't it?
Yeah, we played good team defense. The two times they scored were late in the game where we were managing the clock. As long as we didn't give up quick scores, the odds of us winning that game were pretty strong. The thing that could have got them back in was a quick score. So they did a good job of limiting run after catch. We stopped them on some short throws on third down that we were able to step up and make the tackle on. They never really got a consistent run game going, particularly early in the game. We were winning on third down. You know, we're getting third down stops, forcing punts. Also got a couple interceptions and even had one overturned with a penalty.
Well, great job yesterday. Keep it up. Big game this week, NFC North against Minnesota on the road. Look forward to chatting with you about that one as the days move forward. Thanks a lot, Coach, for the time.
All right, thank you.